This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hundreds of mourners lined the streets of Jerusalem on Monday as the parents of killed American Israeli hostage Hirsch Goldberg Poland drove by in a procession to his funeral. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Goldberg Poland was one of 40 people taken hostage from the Nova Festival during the October 7th attack by Hamas. His body was among those of six Israeli hostages recovered by Israeli forces in Gaza over the weekend, triggering a wave of grief and fury and nationwide strikes that have shut down much of Israel. Israel's military said they were recently killed by Palestinian Hamas militants.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday pushed back against a new wave of pressure to reach a ceasefire deal in Gaza after hundreds of thousands of Israelis protested and went on strike. U.S. President Joe Biden says Netanyahu needs to do more after nearly 11 months of fighting. In his first public address since Sunday's mass protest over the discovery of six more dead hostages, the prime minister said he will continue to assist on a demand that has emerged as a major sticking point in talks. Britain's foreign minister David Lammy said on Monday Britain will immediately suspend 30 of its 350 arms export licenses with Israel.
There does exist a clear risk that they might be used to commit or facilitate a serious violation of international humanitarian law.
Lammy said the decision to suspend the licenses did not amount to a blanket ban or an arms embargo, but only involved those that could be used in the conflict between Israel and Hamas in the Palestinian enclave of Gaza. This is VOA News. Ukraine's Air Force said Russia launched a barrage of drones, cruise, and ballistic missiles at Kyiv as children returned to school after a summer break. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Several series of explosions rocked the Ukrainian capital in the early hours of Monday. Ukraine's interior minister said debris from intercepted missiles and drones fell in every district of the capital, injuring three people and damaging two kindergartens. Residents had hurried into the city's bomb shelters. Oksana Arganova, an 18-year-old student at a high school there, tells the AP she was still shaking after the nighttime scare. I woke up and my neighbor was shouting, "Let's go down to the shelter. There are big explosions." We all ran. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. government has seized a plane used by Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, citing violations of sanctions and export control laws, according to a Justice Department announcement on Monday. U.S. officials allege the aircraft was illegally purchased through a shell company and smuggled out of the United States. The plane, registered to San Marino, was widely used by Maduro for foreign travel, including in trips earlier this year to Guyana and Cuba. Police on Monday said four people were fatally shot on a U.S. City of Chicago area subway train in Forest Park, Illinois. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Deputy Police Chief Chris Chin on WLS-TV says security cameras helped identify the suspect who fled after the early morning shooting but was captured on another train.
We believe it's isolated. You know, again, we're in the preliminary stages of this investigation. So video evidence is being reviewed.
And the mayor of Forest Park, Rory Hoskins, says
it's a horrible tragedy that four people are dead on Labor Day weekend.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Brazilian Supreme Court panel has unanimously upheld the decision of one of its justices to block billionaire Elon Musk's social media platform X nationwide, according to the court's website. The broader support among justices undermines the effort of Musk and his supporters to cast one justice as a renegade and authoritarian censor of political speech. The panel is comprised of five of the full bench's 11 justices, including the one justice who ordered the platform blocked on Saturday for having failed to name a local legal representative as required by law. X will remain blocked until it complies with his orders. You can find us on X unless you're in Brazil. If you're in Brazil, download the VOA News mobile app or go to voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.